This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A pair of town hall appearances on the same night and the same time to replace a canceled presidential debate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump was on NBC from Miami. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asking if he had a coronavirus test before his first debate against Democrat Joe Biden.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate, I guess, is the bottom line.
I probably did, and I took a test the day before and the day before.
Trump's positive test 2 days after that debate landed him in the hospital for 3 days. Biden, in Philadelphia for a town hall carried by ABC, says Trump has failed to lead from the start of the pandemic.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it. It's going to all, when the summer comes, it's all going to go away like a miracle.
The two men are slated to be on stage at Belmont University in Nashville next Thursday for their final debate. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Senate Republicans are powering Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett closer to confirmation. They pushed past Democratic objections on the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday and set October 22nd for its vote to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full U.S. Senate. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Senate Judiciary Committee says it will vote next week on recommending Barrett's nomination, clearing the way for a full Senate vote by month's end. Democrats cannot stop her, but mounted a final effort.
I move to indefinitely postpone the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett.
No, we're not.
You're just trying to ram through this justice.
This process is a caricature of illegitimacy.
Richard Blumenthal, Amy Klobuchar, and Patrick Leahy all call it a sham. Committee Chair Lindsey Graham heard the objections.
There is no way you'll ever convince me that Amy Coney Barrett is not qualified using any reasonable standards of qualification.
Sagar Magani, Washington.